Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So we were talking a little bit earlier about nuclear energy in South Africa. So, of course, we've been on this journey, right? And then we had this Jacob Zuma Russian nuclear energy thing. We were very, very nervous about it, I think for very good reason. But is it back, and what is likely to happen? I just don't really understand if that is the most efficient and cleanest energy, if we should rather be focusing on solar, on wind energy. Surely that type of energy is cleaner, but I'm certainly no expert. We wanted to speak to Francesca de Casparis, who's the Executive Director of the South African Faith Communities Environmental Institute. Francesca, very good morning to you. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. Just caught in a bit of traffic, but otherwise I'm well. And you?
We are well. At least we're not in traffic. Our job is to keep everybody safe in the traffic and informed and happy. So let's talk about this. First of all, when did this suddenly become, when was this put back on the table? I thought that we had moved away from this massive and quite daunting project.
Yes, well, in 2017, the court ruled the previous agreements with Russia and other countries were as unconstitutional and illegal. But our Minister of Energy always wanted to put nuclear energy back into the energy mix, new nuclear energy and extending the life of Kooberg here in Cape Town. And so there was a bit of a tussle in the Integrated Energy Plan for 2019. It was originally released with very different text than what the final one looked like. And it's that text that becomes really important. You know, when you look at these energy policies, sometimes the devil really is in the detail. And in 2019, the Integrated Energy Plan said that we were going to commence with preparations for the procurement of new nuclear energy, 2,500 megawatts at a pace and scale that the country can afford. And that language is really, really important because it talks about preparations, pace and scale that the country can afford. And in there is where we need to focus our attention.
Right. Just as a matter of interest, nuclear energy, is that from an environmental perspective, is it the preferred production of energy?
No. In short, no. There's some myths that need to be debunked around nuclear energy. It does have a reputation, or rather, you heard oft repeated, it's clean, safe, and reliable.
Yes.
And I can tell you that our own Kooberg Nuclear Power Station here in Cape Town, A, hasn't been reliable. One or other unit has been off most of the last few years for various problems, including maintenance and all sorts of issues, which means that at the time that we needed it most, it was mostly offline. You know, we've just been through a huge crisis with load shedding. So that was really not helpful. It's the most expensive form of energy. If you look at any independent energy research, nuclear energy as a cost is going up and up and up. Very few new plants are being built anywhere in the world, especially not in Europe and elsewhere. And it's not safe. It has radioactive toxic waste, which lasts for tens, if not hundreds of thousands of years, which is never calculated into the cost. And no one globally has a method of really safely storing toxic radioactive waste. So it's highly dangerous. And it leaves a legacy behind, which is, you know, completely unacceptable.
So what is our fixation with it?
I think we've been sold a lot of PR, to be honest, and we know that governments all around the world love these big ticket projects. You know, they love a big, shiny project. In South Africa, the problem was around corruption.
Yes.
We know that the nuclear deals were closely linked to state capture. And our concern is that The current procurement that they're suggesting needs to happen now is being rushed again. It was given a conditional concurrence by the by NERSA, which means they didn't fully agree that we needed it, and there were certain conditions that need to be fulfilled. And then 2 years later, another minister, not the same one who originally made the determination, said he's happy with it to go ahead. So there's all kinds of issues with this latest push by government for more nuclear energy. And as time goes on, nuclear gets more and more expensive. And we see Eskom increasing our electricity costs by almost double inflation, and now looking for 44% electricity cost increase. When Eskom does that, it's because it's not managing its energy fleet well. And when you choose the most expensive energy option, like Kuberg, like new nuclear energy, it's going to only increase our electricity costs further.
What is likely to happen now? What is the process?
Well, SAFSI, my organization, and EarthLife Africa have gone to court again, because despite many requests and letters and following all the other alternative means, the government just didn't give us a chance to have proper public participation in this process. And so we've unfortunately had to go to court again. And there's a siren coming by just at that exciting moment. I don't know if you can hear it.
Don't worry, you carry on. Yeah.
Yeah, and you may also have heard that the DA also, before they joined the Government of National Union, took government to court. But it's very important for us to say that we are completely separate. We would never join a political party in a court case because we are representing public good and civil society. And we always stand outside any political party. So that's an important distinction in this court case. The two may be heard together. We're hopefully going to find out soon whether the DA managed to get a court date in October this year already. So we're hoping that our case will also be heard then, because it also saves taxpayers money. But it is really important that government starts doing better energy planning. They have a legislation called the Integrated Energy Plan, which means they look at all these different energy sources, at the same time compare costs, benefits, and make better energy decisions. Up until now, we've been seeing a sectorial approach, which means you can just say, well, we need nuclear energy, let's put some in. And it hasn't been done in a way that actually benefits South Africa and looks at things like the cost of our electricity. That should be central to the development of this country and all of our needs.
One of our listeners asking, and I don't know if you are able to answer this question, but they just keep wondering why load shedding hasn't returned. Any idea?
Well, look, there has been an improvement from what I understand from Eskom in their management of their fleet. But we should have never had load shedding in the first
place.
Eskom really, yes, and Eskom needs to make up to South Africans. You know, I don't know how they got away with this terrible mismanagement, and why. I mean, I think, I don't know how it works, but I think they really should be having to reduce energy costs. I mean, they've really been a big part of destroying big aspects of the economy and people's education and health and well-being. It's a huge burden to the country. So yes, they've somehow managed to get things back on track. I think they do still burn quite a lot of diesel, which is a worry. But let's hope they continue it. And actually, they need to do much, much more than what they're doing now. Stop with these huge increases of electricity, improve basic energy grant provision for houses which can't afford electricity. I mean, this should be a basic right for everyone living in South Africa.
Absolutely, no doubt. Francesca de Gasperis, who is the Executive Director of the South African Faith Communities Environmental Institute, talking to us about a nuclear electricity.